Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a longtime proud supporter of Living on Earth. By making our yogurt cups thinner, we reduce the fuel needed to ship them. That cuts costs and carbon emissions. Who says what's good for the earth isn't good for business?
Well, the Arctic village of Moriusak is one of the northernmost outposts in the world. It's on the northwest coast of Greenland. Population at last count, 2. And the temperature there, minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Downright balmy. Here in New England, it's been a warm winter so far, but things are getting chilly, and I'm about to head out. Hey, Ike, you been outside recently?
Oh, hey, Bruce. Yeah, I was just out.
Is it cold out?
Yeah, it's pretty cold out.
So, Ike, how cold is it?
Well, Bruce, it's so cold. I just chipped my tooth on soup.
That's cold.
Yeah. But honestly, Bruce, in some places, the cold is no laughing matter. I called a guy with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks, North Dakota. His official title is Warning Coordination Meteorologist. And believe it or not, Bruce, his name is Greg Gust.
Some people wonder how that came to be. I didn't plan it that way, just something in the air. As you can see, I went into meteorology and not into comedy.
And that's good. Warning people of dangerous weather is serious work.
Yes, that is correct.
And you're in the business this time of year of telling people how cold it is.
Yes, except this winter we've been incredibly mild so far, so I'm kind of halfway out of a job.
Don't worry, though. Nature will keep Gust employed.
By 5 p.m. tomorrow, temperatures drop like a rock below zero as we get off work on Wednesday.
Those frigid temperatures mean hunkering down for most North Dakotans. For the state's forecasters, it means they get to unwrap a brand new advisory.
We've got a new advisory for this winter, an extreme cold watch from late tonight through Thursday morning. This is going to replace the wind chill watches and wind chill warnings for North Dakota.
To have a wind chill, you typically have to have a wind. And quite often we have cold episodes that come in and they may start with a wind, but eventually the deep Arctic air mass settles in and the wind stops. And now it's extremely cold.
Hence the name?
It would be called extreme cold.
This year, 7 states are trying out the new extreme cold warning that Alaska pioneered years ago. It takes wind chill out of the title, but not out of the equation.
Typically, to get this, you're going to have temperatures somewhere in the 20 below or colder and some type of wind.
And if there's no wind, on a still, frigid night in North Dakota, temperatures between minus 30 to 35 will trigger the warning. But one meteorologist's extreme cold could just be another's cold.
For instance, over in my colleague's office over in Duluth, Minnesota, they have a minus 40 for the trigger temperature.
Huh. Why? Is that because they're 5 degrees tougher in Duluth?
It could be. Extreme cold is in the eye of the beholder.
Ask the question, how cold is it, to 2 different National Weather Service offices, and you'll get different answers. Here's 2 TV weather reports taken from the same day. In Fairbanks, Alaska?
Looks like the cold is sticking with us through the night. 46 below is our overnight high. They don't even make graphics that can describe how cold it is outside, so just the word cold will do.
A word that doesn't often appear on a Miami forecast.
Good afternoon, South Florida. Gorgeous afternoon for us. This is the type of weather that we love. Well, it's a warm day today. We've got the upper 70s in Miami, Fort Lauderdale 75.
The diagonal line from Fairbanks to Miami is almost 5,000 miles. John Lingus at the Northernmost Weather Service uses one word to describe the view from his office.
Black. It's still dark here in Fairbanks.
His counterpart, Gerald Estupinan in Miami, chooses another.
During the winter months, it's a paradise. You have a lot of different types of palm trees, subtropical trees. It's a lot of birds that have migrated.
But sometimes a cold front blows through paradise. When it gets in the lower 30s, below freezing, the South Florida Weather Service issues the warmest cold weather warnings in the country.
In Miami-Dade County, you need a wind chill temperature below 50 degrees Fahrenheit to open a shelter. 50 degrees Fahrenheit is probably much higher than any other places.
As for the coldest cold weather advisory, from Alaska, the state that invented extreme cold warning, you need to check 3 boxes.
The first criterion is that the air temperature, as recorded near the surface, needs to be minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The second criterion is colder than minus 35 up to about 10,000 feet. The third criteria is that those conditions have to persist for 3 or more days.
That's when bush pilots stop flying because their hydraulics freeze and fuel turns to slush. So from minus 50 in Fairbanks to 50 in Miami, that's a 100-degree swing for what Americans call cold. For being on the warm end, Miami meteorologists have to weather some insults.
Yes, they do. They laugh at us. They say, you know, we're weenies. You know, they think, you know, we cannot put up with the cold. But then we laugh at them because they cannot put up with the humidity.
So how cold is it? Well, it's so relative. For Living on Earth, I'm Ike Srikandaraja. Oh, but it's cold.